welcome to the very first episode of Beauty of Birth podcast. My name is Miriam Pennings. I thought I'd make a short introduction episode so that you could all get to know me a bit better before we jump into the birth stories in the following episodes. First off, I am 24 years old and I live in an apartment in Ontario, Canada with my husband, Joel Pennings, and our six-month-old son, Finn Robert Pennings. I was born in Ontario to my amazing parents, Christy and Mark Stewart, and I lived there until I was 4 years old, along with my sister, Megan, who is not quite 2 years younger than me. That's when my dad, who is a pastor, got a call to a church in New Jersey, so we moved there. There, my parents had two more girls, Rebecca and Emily. We lived there for 10 years, and then my dad got called to a church out in Washington State, so we moved out there. And on the way, we took a one-month road trip through the southern states to get there, which was really awesome. We went to Disney World. I was 14 years old when we moved. In Washington State, there was a wonderful group of girls that me and Megan made friends with, so that was super nice and really fun. It is really beautiful in Washington. We went on lots of hikes out there all the time. The mountains are gorgeous. It's just super nice. I loved both my time in New Jersey and Washington. I went to a community college there for early childhood education and got my 2-year certificate. Then I worked at a daycare for a year before I decided to move to back to Ontario and go to a one-year theology program called Gillespie Academy. It was super small, only about 21 people in it, and you all take the same courses, just learning more about theology, and we learned a lot about philosophy and everything. It was pretty interesting. There I met my best friend, Missy, who was from Maryland, and we made plans to move to Ontario together after the summer. So we finished Gillespie. We both went home to our separate homes, mine in Washington State and hers in Maryland for the summer, and then we were planning to move in together after that. I also ended up meeting my husband during Gillespie, not at Gillespie, but during it. He actually had gone 2 years prior to me going, so he had actually gone to it, but we met because Missy already knew him, because her brother went to Gillespie with my husband, so she kind of got that started, basically, and then we met, and we started dating in January of 2017. I went back to Washington State for the summer, and Joel came for a week in the beginning to meet my family. Then in September, me and Missy moved in together and into an apartment, and we both nannied during that time. We had such fun times together. It was the best. It was such a great experience to be able to live with my best friend. Joel joined me in flying back to Washington State for Christmas, where on Christmas Eve of 2017, he asked me to marry him. And on May 12th, 2018, we were married in Ontario, and we moved into an apartment together. I was just turned 22 when I got married, so, yep. We went to Costa Rica for our honeymoon in August. We took it later because Joel was in school at the time, so he was going to University of Waterloo for nanotechnology, so we had to go later for a honeymoon, so we went in August. It was wonderful. I continued to nanny until May of 2019, when Joel had an amazing opportunity through his school for his placement to go to Germany for the summer and do his placement there. So that was really exciting. So we moved out there just for the summer, and we traveled all over Europe, and it was super cool and had such a great time. My sister Megan flew out and visited. We had some other friends visit, and it was just a blast. It was out there that we found out that we were pregnant, or that I was pregnant, technically. And then I flew back to Ontario in August. My husband flew back a week later. He stayed because he had to for a work thing. But I flew back to go to tell my family at the cottage that we go to every summer with our extended family on my mom's and dad's side. We go 1 week with my mom's and then 1 week with my dad's. It's called Rock Lake Lodge. My opa built it. I told them about that I was pregnant there. I gave birth to my son Finn on April 14, 2020, 6 days before I returned 24, since my birthday is on the 20th. I will be doing a separate episode on my birth story later, because that's a whole other story. Well, that is my life up till now. My husband is now doing his master's in nanotechnology, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. My sister Megan actually moved out here in March, end of March. My mom also came then just to visit for a few weeks because she wanted to be there when I gave birth. And Megan also came for that reason, but she was planning to come and stay because she wanted to be here with me and she wanted to be able to be around with Finn. So yeah, she lives with us right now. We live in a 2-bedroom apartment and she has one of the bedrooms and then Finn sleeps with us. So that has been so wonderful just having her here because we are best friends. And yeah, it's just been so amazing. I've loved having her here. Anyways, I love reading, playing piano, hanging out with friends and family, traveling, going to church and reading the Bible. I am a Christian and I believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way to salvation. He died on the cross for our sins and resurrected on the third day and is sitting at the right hand of God the Father in heaven until the day comes when he will come back to earth and make it new and we will all reign with him for eternity. That is the gospel message and that is what I believe, and I live my life for God. I decided to start this podcast because I want women who listen to feel empowered by these birth stories and to see how beautiful pregnancy and labor are. God has made our bodies able to deliver another human into this world, and it is just such an awesome thing to behold. It truly is. I hope you will enjoy listening to these stories from both younger and older women and feel encouraged. Anyway, my Instagram is murmur36. And the Instagram for this podcast is Beauty of Birth Podcast. I will be posting a birth story every Friday, unless I don't have one set up. So it won't be super consistent unless I somehow manage to always have a birth story to put up. But I will do my best to have one always ready. But I'm really excited for this new venture. Excited to hear women's stories, their birth stories, and to learn from them. And just, it's truly a blessing to be doing this. I'm really excited. So I have a few lined up, actually. So the next 3 weeks, there will be episodes coming out for sure. And I hope to get a few more lined up as it goes on. Like I said, again, it will be based on how many I can get at the time. And I have some long distance ones I'm going to do with some of my close friends from Washington State. So anyways, thanks for listening. I will see you next week with the first birth story. Bye. Theme song brought to you by my husband Joel Pennings playing on the bass guitar and myself playing the electric piano.